Okay, this is a chat with Iris Eleanor Fay Crouch, who is 95 next birthday.
Yep.
And
born at Crystal Brook.
Born at Crystal Brook. Okay, and it's being held in her lounge room on the 23rd of May 2017. Thank you, Iris, for agreeing to this chat. And initially, what I'd like is some of your memories from when you were born. Okay, obviously you're not going to remember too much of that, but up to when you were maybe 10. So some of the memories you have from that time.
Well, my father had to leave the farm early in his married life and took my brother and I to Crystal Brook. We lived there for 4 years in the 20s, and that's when I started school at the Crystal Brook Primary School. Mm-hmm. And I had been friends with some of those girls right up until just a few years ago.
Okay. Right.
My brother, he's been gone 10 years this year. He was 3 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And we went back to the farm after 4 years, as I've said. And as my brother left school, he worked the farm at Merrisand.
Okay.
And
which is where? Where's Merrisand?
Between Crystal Brook and Wandera.
Okay, yep.
Just south of Piri, about 20 miles south of Piri. Yep. And certain hot north winds, we'd cop the smelt of smoke.
Yeah.
It was so close. And used to go to Piri with our shopping, special shopping, Christmas shopping or anything like that. Otherwise, we sold our eggs and things like that to Crystal Brook shops,
yep.
Did all our shopping there. And as I said, that's where I spent 4 years at school and then went back to the Meriton School.
Okay. So you've mentioned to me before some of the fun you had in getting to school. So how did you get to school?
Well, at Crystal Brook, I used to walk from the outskirts at West and then went up and over the overway. That was always interesting because particularly if there were was a train in the station,
mm-hmm.
You had a real good look at that. And then to the east, to the school that was out in a cluster of hospital schools, the cemetery further out a little bit, and churches. It was all in a collection of buildings and business. And then when we went back to Meriton, we had a white pony called Biddy. And we used to double bank on Biddy because we were older, and spent the rest of my life at the Meriton School then.
Okay.
Until I went through grade 7. But I had no more education from there on. My brother, he had a bit of high school at Piri, but I didn't have anything else other than music. And I started at the convent, and I can still remember the first lesson I ever had. I had my hands on the keyboard, and can you play? Well, my mother used to play two fingers, and she taught me to do that before I ever went to school. Mm. And I played something, I don't remember what, and she's sitting alongside of me on my right. Hold off and bang. You play proper now. So I've done nothing but play proper ever since.
Well done, yeah. So what age, you were saying when you were older you started to ride Biddy to school.
Oh, well, that
what
was...
What age were you, do you think?
6, 10, around about 10 on, I suppose.
Yep.
Because I had the four years in the Crystal Brook School.
Mm.
And then, as I said, we went back to the farm. And course, Dad, he died in Crystal Brook, and in Riverton, rather, because I'd moved, had married, moved to Stockport. And then when Glenn died, we had already bought the house at Riverton, and I went to Riverton on my own.
Okay.
And Dad came with me.
All right.
Mum had gone,
yep.
And Dad lived with me then for about 3 years.
All right.
And so, of course, schooling was all finished and everything else by then. But I did have, as I said, music lessons and no further schooling education as far as that was concerned. But I had my music.
Right. So how else did you entertain yourself up till the age of 10?
Oh dear. Well, when we were on the farm, of course, you went out into the cow yard, and you went out into the chook yard.
Mm-hmm.
You collected the eggs, and you helped milk cows, and
yep.
feed calves, and feed pigs, and
feed the cows after they were milked.
No, the cows were fed by hay, of course.
Okay.
Sheep, likewise. We used to go out and help with the hay for the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
I was a man. I was never a girl.
So as a teenager, how did you...
Well, that was
yourself?
What I did.
Okay.
So drove the truck while the men carted hay.
Mm-hmm.
And then up until, of course, I had left school... There was no tractors,
mm-hmm.
or only a few. Dad had no tractor. And we had horses, team of horses. And there'd be three or four horses in the trolley. And the men would load the hay. And then when they came into the hay yard, I'd be at one side of the stack and the guy on the trolley would throw me the sheaf of hay, and I'd throw it across the stack to Dad, who was building. So that's been more of my life than, and I never wore trousers. Never wore trousers.
Yeah, okay.
But anyhow, that I've got no regrets, because I think working outside, although I was only small, my body was strong.
Mm.
So I've never had any trouble.
No, that's good.
And if I hadn't had that fall and broken the bone in my back, well, I've got no complaints.
Mm. So tell me about your family. So you had brothers?
Only the one brother,
only
no
one
sisters.
Brother.
I was the elder of the two of us.
Okay.
Mum lost a baby some years after my brother, stillborn.
Yep.
And there was only just the two of us. But of course we had Dad's family. He had a brother who was on the original old Sinclair farm next to us. And I was only thinking the other day, it's rather funny because Mum's father and his brother came out from England in the 1800s.
Okay.
And they bought land at Wandera, which of course was joined Meriton. And their two farms joined our farm, the Sinclair farm.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Munday and Sinclair.
All right.
And there was only a roadway between the two. So that was how, and then of course, the Sinclair family sort of broke up, and Dad's brother eventually, after many years, when the children were still younger than me, but in their youth, quite young, the girls would have been older, still old, younger than me, but they were five of them, and they went to the West. And then there was Auntie Ellie. The two boys, Dad and his brother, were educated at Sacred Heart down in Adelaide. The old grandmother had stepped in as Dad's father had died at 33, leaving Dad the elder of four children, aged six.
So what did the grandfather die of at 33?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I have no idea. And Auntie Ellie, the elder of the two girls, she married a cousin of Glenn's father, Uncle Lance Crouch, and Auntie Lou married Tom Ryan from Laura. Well, Uncle Tom was the only one of the Catholic religion that the old grandmother had stepped in to indoctrinate the children.
Okay.
But anyhow, she didn't get on too well because Uncle Tom had no children, and none of us, there was two of us, and then there was three of our five of Uncle Pete's and three of Auntie Ellie's. Mm. None of them were Catholics.
Okay.
So the old girl didn't do too good there.
No. Your family would have been quite small in comparison to a lot of the other families around.
No, not necessarily.
No?
No, there was quite a lot. Only had three children.
All right.
And some of them only had two. No, they weren't. Well, we weren't a big lot. But the church was nearly always full, and Sunday school. School, of course, was quite big.
Mm.
And we had some lovely teachers. One lot of teachers I worked for after I left school. And I see the name, but it was here in the paper, today's paper, or whether it was yesterday's, was Alistair. Now, I don't know whether there'd be any connection or not, because there was only one daughter there from the school teacher.
Mm.
But no, they had Junkfu was my teacher for years. That was at Meriton. Of course, I had other teachers in Crystal Brook.
So that was a male or female?
Male.
Male.
Family man.
Yeah.
But the Junkfers only had Joy.
So what was special about that teacher?
Oh, I don't know. He was an interesting teacher. He was interested in us. And I think that the teachers that I had throughout my schooling, not that I can remember any of the Crystal Brook ones, but they were all interested in the children.
Mm.
They were good teachers. They were interesting teachers.
Mm.
And as far as I was concerned, school was the beginning and the end. It was everything.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't that, because we used to go to church and Sunday school.
Mm.
Brought up in the Sunday school right from the time we could go to Sunday school.
So most of the community went to church and Sunday school back in the
most
days?
Of them.
Mm.
Particularly, I think there was one family. I can't think of any others at the moment, at any rate, of it being any others, but one family at Meriton.
Mm.
They had the post office.
All right.
They were lovely people. But I don't know, there was never anybody, although I wasn't liked at school. I was the one child out. I don't know why. Never have found out why.
You got on well with the teacher?
Always got on all right with the teacher. and they always helped me if I needed help and asked for it. But Mum and Dad were fair. They weren't well out. Of course, Dad had college education, but that doesn't always indicate anything.
I think when it comes to schools, that sometimes people who get on well with the teacher aren't necessarily admired by other kids.
Well, could be. But I don't know that we were over-friendly or anything else in any way, not involved in the family or anything that way. But I always got on all right with the teacher. And I always managed to pass and go into a higher grade, so I suppose I didn't do too badly.
Some of the others didn't do that?
No, I think they all pretty well scraped through. I don't know that we had any specialty scholars, but one or two of the girls were pretty good, but I always managed to get through, so that was as much as I needed. But as I said, I had to help with the farm work as far as the cows and things like that were concerned, and when you spend time out in the yard, you don't get time to spend in the book.
No.
Whether it's a special school book or just an ordinary kid's book, it doesn't matter.
So when you were late teens, did you socialise with the other kids a lot, or were you mainly concerned?
A lot of them went away to college, you see. And they were away for years.
Yeah.
So, of course, I grew up more or less on my lonesome. I think I was about the only one that didn't go to college.
Yeah. So the ones that wanted to go on with education moved away.
They moved right away, and of course they were never home.
Yeah. So did they go for high school or,
yes,
or the equivalent to high school?
Or college.
Yeah.
Mostly college because, you see, of the accommodation.
They lived at the colleges. Yeah, but they would have gone from the equivalent to year 8.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so through their high
school. They went from 7 on.
Yeah.
And
So they were the equivalent to boarders, what we think of as boarders.
That's right.
And I know a couple of my nephews were boarders at PAC while their parents were overseas.
Most of the boys went to PAC and the girls went to MAC. It always seemed to be there was this one family and they were Catholic. And the rest of us were all Protestants. And as I said, the girls went to MLC and the boys to POC. I don't know that it did them much good as far as they didn't seem to do anything any more than what I did, if as much.
Well, they didn't have probably as many life experiences as you.
Well, because you see, I worked outside in the paddock and that sort of thing. And the girls, I don't know what they did. Because there was nothing, none of them did that. So I don't know.
So when you started working on the farm, what sorts of things, what was your daily routine? So how did you start off the day?
Going to milk.
So milking was
three or four cows.
Yep.
And then helping to carry the kerosene buckets full of milk from the distance from here to the river.
Yep.
And then you cart it all back and feed the pigs and calves and so forth. What the men did, you did.
Yeah. But
Of course, busy times when the men were out in the paddock, you had to do double. Because you had to do what the men would have done. But it was a busy time. And it was hard work for me. Because I'm only 4'8" now, well, I wouldn't have been that any more than that.
No.
I have been 5 feet. But
when you stood up straight.
Yes, I don't stand up quite as straight. But I, It's one thing I do try to do, and I walk past a mirror or a glass or anything, stand up, because I did find myself stooping.
Mm.
You know Rita.
Yeah, Rita stoops badly, doesn't she?
And if she goes any further, she's going to fall.
Mm. Well, she's nearly become a question mark. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Doubled.
I'm just going to stop there.